Hello all. I recorded this podcast a little over a year ago, but it still holds a lot of value. So I decided, even though it's a little late, why not go ahead and release it? I think you'll enjoy, or at least I enjoyed, studying a lot about the projection numbers versus the reality of the retirements in the airlines and what many of us are up against. So here's the little old, maybe a slightly dated, but hopefully pretty useful numbers, projections, retirements in the airlines. I hope you enjoy it. Network, what's going on? It's Adam back with you for another Touch and Go. We are talking about retirements. Yes, indeed. This is a topic of great interest to everybody, whether you're a military dude, current airline guy, going to be an airline guy, or somewhere in between, wherever that might be, airline pilot retirement is of huge interest to everybody, mainly because it affects everybody's career. When one person moves up, the next person moves up, and so on and so on and so on. And the one thing that I noticed in doing my research for this podcast and just talking to a lot of different people out there is a wealth of information, and a lot of it is tough to nail down. So here's some of the stuff that I want to caveat all this with. Number one, these numbers are mandatory retirements garnered by the internet. Yes, that's right. The good old internet, the Wikipedia of Wikipedias, or the Google Wikipedias, whatever, it doesn't matter. What does matter is you can only take these numbers and trust them as far as you can throw them. So as far as mandatory retirement projections go, these were probably reported by somebody within the company, uploaded to a certain forum or something of that nature. The only one that I can say with any certainty that I do have correct is the Delta retirement, because I work there and I've seen it. Other than that, the rest of these are just projections based on what I could find out there. I wanted to go to individuals, but I figured I was going to just amalgamate these all anyways and give you guys a rough estimate of what's forecasted here through 2022. So essentially it was just about 5 years. So, cause this would lead up to December 31st of 2022. So here we go. Let's talk about numbers. So the actual airlines involved in my research here are Delta, American, United, Southwest, FedEx, UPS, and Alaska. That kind of hits all of the majors. These Alaska numbers, though, here's the funny part. These have no inclusion with Virgin. So they're probably not entirely correct, but I don't think Virgin had a ton of retirements coming up anyways, so it would be peanuts. Now, again, this is mandatory retirements over from 2018 to 2022. Excuse me. Essentially, this was 2018 as of last year to 2022. All right. So in 2018, those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 airlines had a total of 1,725 mandatory retirements. In 2019, it's 2,067. In 2020, it's 2,300. In 2021, it's 2,696. And in 2022, it's 2,713. And the trend kind of continues like that for a year or two afterwards, and then it starts to drop back down to what the airlines would probably consider nice levels or more manageable levels, and the rest of us would consider a challenge to move up in seniority. I will tell you this much. Based on these numbers and what I've seen at Delta, looking at different projections, crystal balls, we have a awesome product at Delta Airlines created by one of our pilots. By 2024, I should be just cresting the 50% mark on the seniority list, which is truly amazing considering I will have only been there for 9 years at that point. All right, with all that said, that is a gauge determined by some stuff I found on the internet that I couldn't necessarily nail down the numbers, but the delta number was right. So that makes me tend to believe that this is pretty close. And I think you could add probably a further, at a minimum, maybe a 10% attrition rate. So 2022, you're looking at just about 3,000. 2021 and 2022, you're looking at about 3,000 total retirements for all those airlines that we just discussed. Now, that is the outflow. And I think that's what most guys are really interested in because that's what affects them most right now. But I found this really cool article. Well, I found it really cool. It's kind of nerdery stuff. So some of you guys out there may be really into it. It was a RAND dissertation by Michael McGee titled Air Transport Pilot Supply and Demand, Current State and Effects of Recent Legislation. So this was done in 2015. So it's slightly out of date, but it's extremely detailed and very good in regards to talking about what the ATP forecast at the time was and based on some of the trends and model changes at that point. A lot of us were under contract negotiation at the time or had just signed new contracts. And I think that would affect some of this as well. But to me, this is a great jumping off point. If you want to get into this, you can email me or private message me and I will send it to you. And you can get down in the weeds on this stuff if you really want to. There's some really good information. It might be great for some of you guys starting a master's program or whatever the case is out there to take a look at. So I'm just going to read this to you because I was trying to make some sense of it. It's a really nice graphical representation followed by this paragraph. Based on historical trends 1994 through 2011, even at the low error bound, there will be enough ATP certified pilots to fulfill the demand at the majors and minors for the next 10 years. The interpretation of minors means regional airlines and some other smaller carriers that aren't defined as the major carriers that we're so accustomed to. At the baseline forecast, there will be enough ATPs to fill the majors and minors demand until 2028. From 1990 through 2013, an average of 6,009 ATP certificates were issued each year. 10,560 commercial certificates. 10,560 commercial certificates issued each year, and 5,058 CFI certificates issued each year. Major airline hiring averaged only 2,250 pilots per year during the same time frame. The sheer numbers of active commercial and ATP certificated pilots is tens of thousands more than the pipeline currently requires. The GAO, Audrey's, and MITRE studies all mention this apparent excess supply as the reason they predict no pilot shortage. This analysis provides further specification than the previous studies on this aspect and indicates there is an excess supply of pilots for at least the near term. This analysis provides further specification than the previous studies on this aspect and indicates there is an excess supply of pilots for at least the near term who would fly professionally if the wages were sufficient. All right, pretty interesting little paragraph there, right? No pilot shortage, what we've all heard for so long. Oh my gosh, we're running out of pilots. I tend to agree. I think the last sentence in that paragraph just nails it. I shouldn't even say the last sentence, the last phrase, who would fly professionally if the wages were sufficient? So if the wages are sufficient, they're going to have plenty of pilots. Now, we all know that means the regionals are going to suffer. And when the regionals, or the minors as they call it, suffer, will there be enough pilots to pick up the slack either in the growing market of producing young, new ATP-driven pilots, or are the mainline guys going to go back and take some of the scoop up those smaller markets? That is not necessarily the scope of this conversation. I just wanted to point out to you that the supply and demand process here is really different than what a lot of us are looking at. This is depending if you take this as gospel or not. I tend to look at this and think, yeah, this is pretty accurate stuff, even if it's a couple years outdated. I would say that with the retirements, you're going to meet that demand. Now, that means that most of us who are already ATP certificated, have enough hours, have enough PIC, have enough other things in our background, whether we're safety guys, line checkers, instructors, evaluators, so on and so forth, we are going to probably have the job market cornered, which is really good for us. Now, that means that the younger guys coming up, younger guys and gals coming up who are starting from scratch, it's going to be a different world for them. They are going to have no problem getting that entry-level job, but is it going to be the same grind for them to get to the next level? That remains to be seen. I guess we'll see as it goes forward. Anyways, I thought that would be of some interest to some of the guys out there. If you do want that RAND article, please let me know. I will get it to you, and you can take a read for yourself. I think it's very interesting. There's a lot more great stuff in there. And if you're looking for the projection numbers, I can send you that as well, even though you could probably find those quite easily by just typing in airline pilot retirements over the next 5 years, and you'll have something pop up, I'm sure. Again, thanks for taking a listen. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day wherever you are in the world, and that continues as you fly safe, defending our skies, delivering our people, our stuff, and overall enjoying a pretty damn good career. All right, everybody, fly safe. Talk to you soon.